Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is the Upsiders Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Ventura.
And I'm Angela Bunn,
the other host.
Chris, I thought that your last name was pronounced Ventura.
No, you're very wrong. It's actually, how's it spelled? Is there a C-H in there?
Then why wouldn't, it's T-U-R-A.
Tura.
But why wouldn't it, you said Tura.
Not like the Torah, you Jew.
That's me.
You are a Jew, right? You're 50, we went over this on the previous podcast.
Well, my mom is a Jew, and I was sprung from her loins, which makes me a Jew.
But only 50%?
I'm not religious.
Religion can't,
anyway, I don't want to talk about
that. Hold on, real quick. Can religion be 50%? I think that's bull. Because you believe something. Can, like, you partly believe in something?
I'm religionless.
It's just how you divvy up holidays.
I'm just going, I just use being Jewish to my advantage when the situation calls for it. Like, hell doesn't exist. And multiple holiday celebrations.
Do exist.
And being whiny and hilarious.
Jews are in Hollywood. Not only run Hollywood, like, every celebrity seems to be Jewish. I digress. That was a really quick start to the show today.
We're in a mood tonight. Maybe.
Yeah, we are in it. We didn't get to do one last week. Well, we did, but it was kind of it was a weird schedule. So we're back on schedule now. So we decided to just kind of wait till now. So
we're
now
like
we're
a puppy or a baby. Strict regimen.
I was gonna say I had no idea where she was going with that. Strict regimen. Vita Vita regimen. Anyway, this is the Upsiders Podcast. We do this hopefully every week, once a week. And you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/UpsidersPodcast or twitter.com/UpsidersPodcast.
You get the point. I have
Chris don't mind me.
I have my own website. I'm the editor-in-chief of Buntology.com. More than a blog, it's a way of life. Chris, what do you do?
I am a YouTube podcast. What? I'm a what? I'm a YouTube celebrity.
You are.
A celebutante.
You are.
I've heard that thrown around. No. I'm a vlogger on YouTube. I'm a YouTube partner at youtube.com/ChrisVenturaRandom. So basically, I put videos up quite often. That's not true. I haven't done one in like a month. And Angela's been on me. She's like, put a video up.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
So I'm going to try to do that.
You haven't done one in like 2 months.
I'm going to say it on this podcast. I'm going to do a video.
By the next podcast.
Come hell or high water.
I'll help you.
By the next podcast?
I will help you.
Yeah, this weekend I can try to pump one
up.
I will
help you.
All right, look forward to it. YouTube.com/ChrisVenturaRandom. Chris Ventura, Tura, Random, however you want to pronounce it.
Ventriloquist. So last week, the podcast ended with us, with Chris basically looking for this CD that is allegedly all about weed. He thought it was by Bone Thugs and Harmony. He's like, I got to find this album to talk about it.
Which I did for about an hour.
He looked for an hour. We cut it out of the podcast because it was just an hour of me eating Thai food and him looking at something.
Scouring. I was literally scouring. I looked up every hip hop CD released this year on Wikipedia through, and there
literally,
were a lot of shitty ones.
And why don't you say what you just found before our podcast started?
Somehow, without even trying, I went on iTunes and found who the artist was. Drum roll, please. It was Bone Thugs and Harmony. I don't know how I missed that. They have like 80 albums. And the album is called, and I'm going to find it right now, aptly titled For Smokers Only. I know a couple smokers. I won't say who for legal purposes. But
I definitely
I'm looking
smoke
at,
weed.
I'm looking at her.
Do you think that they don't want people that don't smoke pot to listen to the album?
Probably.
That's
but I've,
kind of rude.
And then I'm like, oh, it must have like a little metaphor of weed thrown in there, or just it hints at the topic, or something weed smokers can relate to. And then I read the songs, and this is the track list. Smoking Lovely, Riding High.
That's not me.
As We Roll, Fried Day. Get it? Friday. Everything Green, Hit the Reefa, Buddha.
No, Butta.
Butta? Wow, I thought they were getting religious for a
like
track.
Butta.
Like Butta, baby. Blaze It Up, Bud Smoke, I Got... The, it's just I got.
I know.
Oh, the weed song.
Like the whole album is the weed song.
Weed and Lighter. How lame is the fact that every one of those? I think this might be a compilation album. I'm not sure.
But look at so the popularity ratings. Everything is like 2 bars, and then Fried Day.
The
has
worst.
All has like 12 bars.
I don't know that song, but that is the worst. Like
why
title.
Why is this album $10? Which actually is pretty true.
It's a, from what I'm looking at in the comments, I think it's actually, it's part new, part compilation of old songs. I might be wrong, but I'm going to let...
The cover art is just like these heady nuggets. I want them.
And everyone that doesn't smoke, it just went like, they have chicken nuggets on their cover.
And I would want those too.
That's what they call it. That's a heady nugget. It's like a pile of grass, of reefer. Mm-hmm. Weed.
But listen, I smoke marijuana medicinally. I am
where's
a bitch.
Your card? Where's your card? Where's your,
I'm
where's
a
your
bitch,
medical marijuana
and I've been prescribed marijuana to curb my bitchiness, so it's totally legal.
I feel you. I'm going to listen to like one of these songs. I don't think I can really play it on this.
This is As We Roll, I guess.
This is As We Roll.
This is a good song.
It sounds like a terrible Crossroads. Crossroads is a great song. It's like literally like instead
I
of...
I think
like,
they did it on purpose.
No, I think they had one
it sounds point. Like they sped up the vocals from Crossroads.
It does, but it sounds like almost they didn't mean to. Like it sounds like they might just have, that might be their sound, and unfortunately it sounds the same.
What a great song Crossroads was.
Crossroads was great. But then when they speed it up and they're like, I'm so fucking high, I'm so high, I'm so fucking high, I'm so fucking high.
I didn't know I was doing all that work and I'm stoned. I'm trying to just like watch TV.
That song just sounded like a cut from that new movie Chipmunks, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. I'm so fucking high.
You know, that's like the B-side. Do you know what? They should have more tracks about eating after smoking on this. Like the first, so it's 12 songs. The first six should just be like all about smoking.
This one's called Butter. Do you think they just eat the sticks of butter?
The last six should be like about eating.
And then the very last song's about sleeping. So is Butter, have you ever found yourself just so high you're eating sticks of butter?
No, that's all disgusting.
Right, let's see what this one's about. That's fucking high. I actually, I saw Sting last night and what...
And was he singing about weed?
Like last night was my first day at work. And that night at work, they had a public show. And Sting came, the legendary wrestler. No, some people out there got that. The legendary singer. You ever watch wrestling? There was a guy named Sting with face paint. And I thought it would have been funny if they booked the wrong guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he just came from the rafters. And we were just like, where's Roxanne? Anyway, so it was an interview for like 45 minutes. And they were like, the interview goes, so Sting, you know, you're world famous, you know, you have tons of hit albums or songs or whatever. What is it like to write? And he's sitting there and he goes, well, I sit in my room and I think about life and I look out of my window and you know, I just take life experiences and I try to just keep the listener interested and do things that I think are pleasing to your ear and tell a story about me. They put a lot of thought, feeling into their writing. Life experience, stuff like that. Do you think Bone Thugs are the same way with a song called Bud Smoke?
Yes.
The sounds of Crossroads slowed down.
This is Crossroads.
Every song is Crossroads.
Every song is Crossroads.
They put Crossroads in a different tempo and call it a different song.
Who interviewed Sting?
I don't know his name.
Who was he?
Some guy from something. I think it was from maybe a social media website.
You know what I'm excited about, speaking of weed smoking?
I don't know. Great.
Just saw online tonight that Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa
are
playing a show at Terminal 5 on December 5th, and I am totally going, and I am so excited. I've always wanted to go to a rap show. I've been to hundreds and hundreds of concerts. Been to a rap show.
Wiz Terminal 5.
It's like in the middle of nowhere on the ass crack of the West Side. It's like...
I went to a rap show.
It's so hard to get to.
I went to a rap show.
Who?
It's called Rock the Bells.
Oh, yeah.
I won it when I was working for that old company.
That's like a rap show for white people, though.
Yeah, I couldn't see the stage because Nas was out there and it was just white in the air. I couldn't see anything. They were smoking on stage. Yeah, but there were a lot of them also. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to see how racist I can make that.
Oh my god.
They were also allowed in there. I'm not going to edit that out. Our listeners going to know how racist you are.
Oh my god. Listen, Rock the Bells is for white preps. No offense. No, and I'll tell you one
It really
thing.
Was really black. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I love Nas. I've seen him. I was front row at Rock Festi.
No. The bleachers or the way far out were white people. The front where we were standing, where we had tickets, which was like the pit, that was not white people. The white people were like, I want to enjoy the show, but I ain't going up there. I don't want to be with that. I don't want to be with that rowdy crowd. I'm going to stay away from them. But it was really fun, though.
So I'm going to definitely go to the show. And what I'm most excited about is that I hear at these shows, Snoop will pass blunts around. I've basically always just wanted to go to a rap show where they pass blunts around.
But he checks your medical marijuana card as he does it.
And, you know, the tickets are $50, which is actually, I think that's pretty legit for Snoop.
For Snoopy.
And I'm going to, he's going to pass the blunts around, and I'm going to pocket that shit.
You're going to be that girl.
And I'm going to basically make money in taking this weed, because I'll have spent, like, if I were to buy weed and go to the show, I would spend more money than $50.
Make money, hey.
But they'll be like, oh, like, where's the blunt at? And then they'll be like, that white bitch took it.
And they're going to kill you.
And put it in their pocket. I'm so excited.
I'm not going to save you.
So if anybody wants to go,
she needs a date.
Totally Facebook me and we'll go. Do you want to talk about Facebook after dark?
Right now? Mm-hmm. We're really throwing a wrench in the show.
Do you want to do it last?
You know what? Sure. Let's do it. You know what? We're not held down by the man or the woman. We don't have a boss. We run this shit. It's time for Facebook After Dark. Bring it down to Late Night Talk, our radio show host. This is Facebook After Dark with Chris Ventura.
And Angela Budd.
And if you don't know what Facebook After Dark is, it's when we look at Facebook After Dark, it gets very, very sad. It goes from fun things to sad things, and let's see what we have on the... Okay, I can't do this forever. Let's see what we have on Facebook. You said you found one?
I have two.
Dos, for our Spanish listeners?
Dos. The.
What?
Okay, and this person actually, she or he, gives me a lot of material for this.
That person should be sad if you don't know if it's a she or he.
No, I just don't want to blow the cover.
Oh.
So, here we go. So fucking glad I just wasted my time. I'm so sick of the bullshit, done with it. It's like, then don't post about it if you're sick of it, you know?
She's sick of the bullshit.
Okay, I have another one. OMFG, wow. I can't believe this fucking shit. He must be talking about the Occupy Wall Street protesters.
He must be. It must be something deep. A war that's going on in some third world country. It's definitely not because, you know, his Subway sandwich was cold.
Maybe he stubbed his toe.
That's probably what it was.
That was so funny last week when the thing said goodnight moon and you said, that moon was such a dick to her.
Oh, last week's episode.
It's so good.
You should download it. Plug.
You know, let's do, this is different. How about, I'm in such a great mood. I love my job. I love my friends. I love my life. You know?
That's good. Let's go on the other side. I like it. Let's be happy about the world.
There's been so many viruses on FB.
Face to the book?
Lately?
Yeah, there have been a lot. Like, what do you mean? Like, when I click on a link because it says, wow, my boobs couldn't stay in my shirt, and I look at the video of it, and I'm like, oh, sure, someone looked at it. And then it reposts on my wall, and it just becomes, like, this weird, weird virus, like, link?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Not late enough. There's not as many sad ones.
My cousin actually put a pretty funny one. He goes, my cousin Slim Nicky, he's actually a comedian. He goes, he's starting out. He's only been a comedian for about a year. He goes, I still don't remember kids having peanut allergies as a kid. We just knew we never saw that kid in class again.
People are in a good mood.
Someone just simply says, I don't know this person really. It just says, this freaking mask is getting me frustrated. You think it's Jim Carrey? He still doesn't. He hasn't got it off yet?
People are happy.
Ooh, someone says, pissed the fuck off.
Nice.
Sad enough for you?
What did they say? There's six comments.
Sad that one says LOL.
People are happy this week. I don't know.
All right, guys. For future shows, can you just be a little sadder?
Please.
Because we need Facebook After Dark not just to be a fad. Because it spells fad. I realized that when I was writing it out in our notes. Facebook After Dark, F-A-D, fad. Terrible joke, Chris. Terrible joke.
So just post it to our Facebook page if you want.
Post your sad. Just like, hey guys, I hate the world. I want my girlfriend to get hit by a bus. Like, we'd have the saddest Facebook page ever if everyone just put their sad statuses on there.
But I guess that wraps up this week's Facebook After Dark.
I like how we After that, we mime out the piano song. Like we pause and then we pretend to play it in the air and make noises. That's a little behind the scenes for you.
You're welcome.
Something we just found out right before the show, because we were looking at news headlines, and Angela had an venerable orgasm. Did I use that word correctly?
What's venerable or that's orgasm?
Well, venerable is when someone touches your naughty parts and then you shake and moan. Orgasm.
I thought it was visceral.
So this is something we found out right before the show. The sexiest man in her eyes.
Ew.
Or something. I don't know. She seems to, she got all rowdy when I said his name. I just said his name and she goes, wait, what? Go back. And then she read the article. What was the article?
Charlie Rose and Gayle King to head up new CBS News Morning Show. The Yet Unnamed Morning Program will debut January 9th and will star PBS interviewer Charlie Rose at 7 a.m. and Oprah BFF Gayle King. Did the Washington Post really use BFF in their lead? Are you joking me?
And people aren't.
What is this world? Come
and they have more readers than Bunty.
That's ridiculous.
Bunty is a nickname for Buntology, by the way.
So I'm really excited. I hope he's still doing his own show.
Yeah, we haven't read the articles prior to this, so we're amazed.
Well, now they're gonna think that you're a liar because you said I read it and I hadn't.
Well, you hadn't, but you read the title. I said stop. We're gonna read it on air.
So Charlie is keeping his PBS gig, and so he will be able to paint on two canvases. Without breaking a sweat, Charlie worked in the name of the late Apple co-founder and CEO Steve Jobs by way of explaining the similarities between creating this new program and Jobs thinking of the iPad and iPhone. You know what? Liken yourself to the entire Apple Corporation. I don't give a shit because I think he's great.
He's great, but like to come out and just be like, yeah, I have a new show. That's really, like, totally like Steve Jobs, who revolutionized technology with the iPad and iPhone. That's a little... That's like when bands would come out and just be like, well,
Jesus Christ.
We're kind of like the Beatles. And people would just look at you and go, don't do that. So, I've never watched Charlie Rose. What is Charlie Rose? Just, for anyone that doesn't know who the Rose Man is. The Rose Bush, as they don't call him.
It's just an interview program where he...
Like inside the actor's studio?
Yeah, but it's just him sitting at a table with a guest.
Like inside the actor's
it's
studio?
It's called A Conversation with Charlie Rose. And it truly is a conversation. He's great. Because the guests are a lot of the times, he is friends with these people. And he will, like, they just talk and it's just...
Oh my God, it's much like The Upsiders. To just friends talking.
That's true.
So I'm likening myself to Charlie Rose.
Which means that you are Steve Jobs.
I am Steve Jobs. That's what we just came to. And that wasn't me trying to be, or us trying to be, we're not trying to be funny. That's true.
Yes.
Me and you are just like Charlie Rose, which is just like Steve Jobs. Boom. Wow. Genius. And somehow we're still sitting on a stained old couch.
Mm.
So that's pretty sweet. You think he'll watch it? Or do you think he'll just like know
so
about
early,
it?
So early, I'll be asleep.
So a headline that I also saw that caught my attention. Dancing with the Stars. Who's going to win the finals?
I don't watch that bullshit.
I don't give a shit. Moving on.
Doesn't the show is absurd.
The problem is maybe I would like not give a shit so much if they were stars. You know
Dancing
what I mean?
Dancing with the non-stars. Ooh, all right. Did I talk about... I talked about my celebrity sighting last week, right?
Refresh my and listeners.
That I saw them shooting Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes, you did
say
that.
Okay, and then that weekend, I saw another celebrity.
Who?
Speaking of CEOs.
Charlie Rose?
No, I would die. I saw...
Then I hope you never see Charlie Rose.
I don't even know how to pronounce his name. His name is Jonathan. He's Kim Kardashian's friend and the publicist, and he was on the show The Spin Crowd.
The act?
No, I saw him at a pizza shop. And
I'm
so
mad at you.
I was literally like, oh my God. And then I was with my friend, but he's like 45. And he was like, I don't know who the fuck that is, Ange.
I don't know who that is. And I'm not 45.
Yeah. Either way, it was exciting. I know some
people. I'm so mad at you right now.
Some people love
that. My whole point of that Dancing with the Stars is that they're non-stars. You stopped me to tell me about a celebrity sighting. And it's like a friend of Kim Kardashian.
No, wait, it's her friend.
You're making my point. Her brother is not a star. Her brother's on it, and he's not a star.
He's hot.
But he's not a star. Dancing with siblings of stars, maybe. But tell me he's a star.
He's a star.
Most people didn't even know his name till this. And
Rob Kardashian.
Did you hear? Thank you for refreshing everyone. Did you hear what happened, the big controversy with Dancing with the Stars? This was a few weeks ago. So You know how you have to call in and vote? Mm-hmm. Well, Kim Kardashian posted on her Twitter feed, "Hey, everyone, I got Justin Bieber's phone number," and put the number for her brother's voting line in there. It said, "Give Justin a call." So all the little fans and stuff saw her Twitter and was like, "That's Justin Bieber's phone number," and called that. And obviously it kept him on the show. Isn't that messed up?
No, that's his sister doing her shit.
That's messed up. If I can't trust...
She should have just said, "Vote for my brother."
If I can't trust in Dancing with the Stars, what am I supposed to trust in this whole world?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know.
Isn't it sad that millions more people vote on American Idol and all those shows than
the president?
The president. Do you think we should be able to phone in the president vote or text?
Let's text it.
Do you think that would give us the right winner?
They'd probably fuck it up.
You think so? Because even if someone sat there and texted text for one person, there's someone else doing the same thing for the other, probably. Angela's yawning.
You should only be able to text once.
If they can figure out a way to only accept your phone number text once, they should vote that way. Do you agree?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about politics. I'm just kidding.
I don't think we're talking about politics. We're talking about American Idol hybrid. You know what? You said this earlier, but I
know. I was trying to fucking segue into this.
I know. How about you have some balls and you say, "Chris, I'm trying to segue, mofo."
We're trying to come up with topics here, people.
Oh, you were trying to segue. I thought of that and I just blew right by it.
Yeah.
So what? This, you saw this article. What is this? What is this article? Facebook flooded with porn and violent images. Just in my albums.
I know. I was like.
Pictures of me like
jerking off in like a pile of blood. Pool of blood, sorry.
Someone's been looking at my photos. Okay,
I was trying to segue to the story because, you know, this is a conversation, but we wouldn't want to sit here with our thumbs in our butt. So we come up with a story. We're like, okay, what are some interesting things we can talk about?
So I should take my thumb out of my butt?
So we saw this headline and this article, "Facebook flooded with porn and violent images." So earlier when we did Facebook After Dark, I don't know if you noticed, but I said, "Facebook has really been flooded with porn and violent images lately." And Chris goes...
I bulldozed over.
Chris goes...
I go, "That's great."
That's true.
Kept going.
So it's too late now.
No, it's not. I'm going to read it. Foxnews.com. Well, Facebook...
Warning. Fox News, a.k.a. right-wing fear-mongering. Continue.
Ooh. Little agenda on the right side of the couch. Or left, if you're looking at it. Facebook is investigating reports of a massive wave of pornographic and violent images being posted to its website. The content, in form of links, videos, and images, began to appear Monday and includes doctored photographs of celebrities such as Justin Bieber, who somehow got named in two of our podcasts in a row, in compromising situation, acts of violence, self-mutilation, and even bestiality.
I want to see these.
That all sounds very hot.
I want to see these.
Sexy.
What's wrong with bestiality?
Nothing.
Mm-mm, nothing.
Considering the way this report spelt it, it says bestiality.
That's how it's spelled.
There's no A?
Sorry about it.
Hold up. Why would it be spelled bestiality? So I'm looking up. So I just made that joke about them spelling it bestiality, and apparently you're saying that's how it's spelled?
Yeah.
So I went to Google and typed it in bestiality, which is how it should be spelled, and... Should I click on these links?
It's spelled
bestiality.com. Should I go there?
You know bestiality when you're fucking your best friend.
That's all it is. When a man's best friend is a dog.
Where do you think they came up with that expression?
Bestiality. So I digress.
But this is so stupid. Okay, these are the quotes from Facebook users. Facebook, "I can handle all person porn, but I can't. But please, no more beaten bloody animals. Not cool."
I get turned on way more by bloody animals than old people.
I'm totally into. Okay, "Seeing a dead dog in my Facebook news feed, officially deactivating it." It's like, duh, do you really think that Facebook is flooded? Facebook is probably like, shit, we got to figure this out. Do you really think that they're the ones like that they have some type of control, like that they're saying, yeah, more porn, more bestiality?
Zuckerberg is not like dead dogs. We need, like, they're in a meeting. They're in a meeting and they go, okay, we're at 500 billion subscribers. How do we get more? Dead dogs.
Okay, here's another quote. "Our parents and grandparents, the only ones still on Facebook, and suddenly a porn section popped up," joked to one user. Awkward.
I'm still on Facebook. Are you still on Facebook?
Yeah.
But our parents and grand—that's oh my god! Until something better comes along.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Twitter isn't a replacement for Facebook.
No. Don't even get me started.
And I'm sorry. Everything has you log into Facebook. So as of right now, almost every website I go to has me log in with Facebook.
Yeah. It's just like, obviously, this is just a...
Fear-mongering by Fox News.
It's a product of a massive website growing. And it's the internet. There's viruses and there's shit like that. So get over it. They'll figure it out and it'll be gone. So chill out, people. Then deactivate it. Woo! No one cares.
And Facebook's genius because you know how many people I know that deactivate their profile? And all you have to do to reactivate it is log back in. And it's like it never went away. Go to MySpace, okay? The cool one.
Yeah, seriously.
I can't believe MySpace is still up.
Because it does music now.
So do you like it? No. But it's still super deorganized.
And it's
disorganized.
It's still failing.
I know, terribly. Even after Justin Timberlake bought a huge portion of it.
He did?
Yeah.
Because
he had nothing to do. He goes, I have so much money. Any failing companies I can buy? And they're like, well, MySpace? Yeah, sure. I was there. Are you biting on a NuvaRing?
No.
What is that? Oh, it was like this rubber.
It looks like a NuvaRing.
That's what the commercials tell me that NuvaRing looks like. So it's like, oh, it's like a thing to
keep. You think I could use it as a NuvaRing? It's like, there's no. It's like, I use this like little plastic circle as a NuvaRing, but like. And I think just because it looks like one that it's going to work, but like it has no type of birth control in it.
So what is it? It's just like slowly dissolves, right?
I don't use that shit. I don't want...
It's weird.
I'm all natural, baby.
That's weird too. But wait, you're not on any birth control?
I don't even have sex.
That's the best birth control, children. And with that being said...
I think that it's time to wrap
this up. That's the time to wrap it up.
Because I'm getting tired and I'm really... I already have very low inhibitions.
So being tired, you're just like, I like...
Yeah.
I don't know why. Weenish.
I'm tired.
So I'm gonna end the podcast as we do every week with me saying with a song. Moonlight over seeded waters.
What?
I just made that up. All right. Well, if you guys want to
joke, we actually hate each other off the air. So as soon as this ends. I'm going to be like, fucking asshole, and just get up.
If you guys want to follow us, go to twitter.com/upsiderspodcast. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/upsiderspodcast.
We're going to post lots of pictures of your grandma fucking a dead dog.
That's hot. The fact that it's their grandma. It's not just a grandma.
And don't forget to go to my website, buntology.com, and Chris's website.
I own YouTube. YouTube.com/ChrisVenturaRandom, which I'll be putting up a new video very soon. I am one of the hosts, Chris Ventura.
And I'm Angela Bunt.
And that's The Upsiders.